Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by my partner and good buddy Don Goldberg, and we still have in the studio our special guest, Len Smith. Len is the CEO of a company called BSP Pharma, and they make a product called FlexNow, which is a wonderful anti-inflammatory, which we've been talking about for its benefit, mostly in arthritic joint and problems of that nature. Knees, elbows, hips.
Shoulders, hands.
Right. Hands, that's right.
I have it in my right foot, and it just has been great to me.
All right. And those of you who have been on the phones, thank you for staying there. And let's get right to you and say hello to Lillian calling from Manhattan.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. My question is, how does FlexNow help leg cramps?
Lillian, I'd love to tell you it does, but we have nothing to indicate it does, and I seriously doubt that it will help with cramps themselves. I highly suggest stretching and...
Wait a minute, you have what?
Recommend stretching exercises. And Don and Arnie, you can probably comment on things you have, such as magnesium.
Yeah, magnesium, calcium can be very helpful for leg cramps, Lillian. I don't know if you've been taking them. I don't know if
I took quinine sulfate for a long, long time, but they took it off the market.
Yeah, quinine had the had an unfortunate side effect of causing ringing in the ears.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to be for malaria.
Oh, yeah, that was originally.
But I was taking it, and it helped me. It's the only thing that did.
Now, are your leg cramps, did they occur when you walk, or they occur
when... Honey, they occur in the middle of the night when I jump out and I scream.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Dr. Podell isn't here, but he would ask you is it just your legs? Or is it other cramps as well? Because he gets to thinking about something called fibromyalgia.
Oh, I see. So I should call when he's around?
Or else, if you want to do that, sure.
Can I ask another? What about CoQ10? How do you determine how many mg's to take?
Well, I don't know that there's a specific
I was told to take 200. Is that overboard or what?
No. No,
no,
not these
well,
days.
Well, what reason were... What do you have a health problem that...
Oh, yes,
is,
I do.
Yeah, what is the reason that they recommended the 200
well,
milligrams?
Well, believe it or not, my doctor thought it would help the cramps in my legs. And then he put me on quinine something, which is a very expensive medication, and that didn't help.
The 200 milligrams is a decent dose. It's a pretty good sized dose, and it's certainly enough for you to use for a month or so at least on a trial basis. The reason it's difficult to answer that question, of course, is twofold. Number one, there's no research on the use of CoQ10 in treating nocturnal leg cramps, so we don't have any experimental evidence to base the thing on. Number two, of course, as you might have gathered from listening to the various commercials that we run, there's a lot of different forms of CoQ10. They keep on coming out with forms that are better absorbed by the body, more biologically active,
well,
and so forth.
Well, would you recommend something for me?
Well, we just ran a commercial during the first hour, I believe, on the new Jarrow product called a QH Absorb or something.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, this product is a reduced form of CoQ10. It's the Q Absorb product. You could probably get, you know, if you took 100 milligrams of this one, you would get maybe as much activity as you're getting from 200 milligrams of certain other ones. So it depends on the on which form that you've been using. The 200 milligrams of almost any form is a decent dose. If you wanted to take less, you would want to use one of these more more active forms like the Q-absorb, QH-absorb, something like that. But again, give it a look. There's nothing that's going to be bad about your taking the CoQ10 for a while. Give it a try. I would say at least a couple months and see if it helps. If you don't see any improvement after a couple months of 200 milligrams a day, go back and tell the doctor, well, you know, thanks for the suggestion, but it doesn't seem to be helping. What else should I try? Another thing, by the way, for nocturnal late cramps is vitamin E. There used to be, there were a couple studies some years ago that showed that the vitamin E was also helpful for a nocturnal late cramp. So again, if you're not taking a good multivitamin with a good multimineral, calcium, magnesium, you know, zinc and copper, and along with all of the B vitamins and the vitamin E and so forth, you should, of course, be doing that as well.
Okay, Lillian, thanks so much for that call. And next we have Lee calling from Port Jefferson, Long Island. Hello, Lee.
Yes, hello. Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good, thank you. I just called not with a question, but just to tell you that about 10 years ago, my mother, who had come to live with me, was in her 80s, had a terrible hammer toe that was so bad she had to cut holes in all her footwear because the pain was excruciating, and her one toe next to it had curled under, deformed from
right.
the whole thing. And I don't remember exactly how old I was at the time, about 60-ish, and I could hardly walk up and down stairs. My left hip was so bad, and I felt like a really old lady. We put ourselves on the glucosamine, but we were told to stay on it very religiously, you know, very strictly
sure.
for 6 to 8 weeks. Well, I want to tell you that I had started running up and down the steps. I no longer had pain in the morning when I woke up. And my mother, the most unbelievable thing was that my mother's hammer toe was completely cured. And I couldn't believe it. I got down on my hands and knees and felt her toe because she called me in one night.
Well, it's wonderful. Really.
So it does work for some people, and it worked for us.
Oh, yeah. Glucosamine definitely works.
Well, what's interesting, though, you know, what's interesting about your story, I find is so interesting. You know, every now and then, though, there'll be stories you'll read in the paper. There was a study published looking at glucosamine or looking at the chondroitin, and they look at all the studies. No, it doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
And yet we hear stories from folks like you.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
And I mean,
over
why,
10 years.
You know, why is there such a discrepancy between what the medical community claims is the case and what we see in real life? I just don't understand.
I agree.
Yeah, it's a conundrum.
Right. Okay, well, I just thought I'd share that story. Maybe listeners would be encouraged by it.
Because, oh, thank you.
Hammer toe, they say, is just surgery.
Yeah, hammer toe is when it gets real bad. I haven't seen anything that did what you said, but that's great.
I can't believe it. I mean,
wonderful.
I know it with my own eyes.
Hey.
And fingers. I had to feel it to
seeing
believe
is
it.
Believing.
I was a doubting Thomas.
Feeling is believing. Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lee. All right. Time for a short break. I need to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source of good-tasting, high-potency liquid and chewable probiotic supplements. All American Health and Home Health products are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price. And our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
Our special guest, Len Smith, and we'll be back after these messages.
You've heard about the amazing benefits of fish oil for heart health, memory, learning, and mood. However, it's important to know that not all fish oils are alike. A poor quality fish oil may contain contaminants or be rancid, leading to unpleasant aftertaste and burping. There is a brand you can rely on, just as medical doctors have for years. Nordic Naturals pure, award-winning, and patented fruit-flavored omega-3 fish oils. All Nordic Naturals fish oils meet strict European medicinal standards and are independently tested, documenting exceptional purity and freshness levels. You'll feel and taste the Nordic Naturals difference. Nordic Naturals omega-3 fish oils come in a variety of natural fruit flavors, both in liquid and capsule form. Children enjoy their chewable strawberry capsules and will ask for more. Make sure you and your family receive the health-promoting benefits from Nordic Naturals fish oils every day. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting fish oils from Arctic Norway. For a store near you, call 800-662-2544, 800-662-2544, or visit www.nordicnaturals.com.
Ever wake up ready for the day, but your joints would rather stay in bed? Well, your day just got more flexible thanks to new natural Celadrin joint cream from Home Health. Natural Celadrin joint cream takes its name from Celadrin, the hottest new clinically proven ingredient on the market today. Don't let its light peppermint scent fool you. This breakthrough joint cream formula contains 7.5% natural Celadrin, the amount clinically shown to deliver beneficial effects in a clinical trial published in the prestigious Journal of Rheumatology. And Natural Celadrin joint cream is 100% paraben-free, non-greasy, and quick absorbing. So don't leave it up to your joints to decide what you can do with your day. Get Natural Celadrin joint cream from Home Health and get your day back. Look for Natural Celadrin joint cream from Home Health at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
The entire Home Health and American Health line now on sale at Wilner's at 30% off list price.
The supplement resveratrol has been the topic of a great deal of news and research lately. As an antioxidant, resveratrol may protect cardiovascular function by inhibiting LDL oxidation, upregulating nitric oxide synthesis, and protecting the integrity of capillaries. Resveratrol has also been studied for its ability to activate phase 2 detoxification enzymes and to maintain healthy cell replication. Now, Jarrow Formulas has developed a high-potency resveratrol supplement called Resveratrol 100. This new product contains 100 milligram of resveratrols extracted from huzhang root or polygonum, long used in traditional Eastern medicine as a cardiotonic. And as a special limited-time introductory offer, Wilner Chemist is offering Jarrow's new Resveratrol 100, 60 vegetable capsule size, at 30% off list price. Wow, what a deal.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg, our special guest, Len Smith. And we are taking your phone calls. The number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. And let's say hello to Elaine, calling from Brooklyn, New York. Hello,
Hi.
Elaine.
Hi.
Hi.
I have tendonitis in my wrists and my feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have psoriasis on my elbows and knees.
Okay.
And years ago, I was also once told by a doctor that I have psoriatic arthritis.
Right.
Would the Flexol help the inflammation of tendonitis?
Len, how about Flex Now and tendonitis?
Oh, right, it's Flex Now. Elaine, as far as tendonitis, I've only had three people who have tried it, and all of them had chronic tendonitis that wouldn't go away, and they all reported complete relief. We need to do a study, but it's worth a try, and you should know within the 30 days. As far as your other condition, the psoriatic arthritis, again, we're studying this because we believe that it'll work very effectively, but that is probably a year from now before we'll have the results on that.
Okay. Also, I have allergies, I think. You know, my nose, like rose fever, and I was told I was allergic to dust and trees. And I don't want to take any anti-inflammatories because I don't want it to upset my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Would the Flex Now help my sinuses? I also get, sinus infections when I have a cold.
We just haven't studied that.
Okay.
So it would be one of those things, if you try it for the tendonitis,
right,
and you get the relief in your sinuses, let us know, because we're always looking for what the next area we should study is.
I also take flaxseed oil and even primrose oil capsules.
Okay.
Should I continue with those?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, don't change anything. Just add the flex now, because it's important not to get involved with too many variables.
Okay.
So the psoriasis is a separate issue, and we've had some people say they've gotten results with some products made by a company called Zindet, Xyndet.
Okay.
These are external use products. We have them at Wilner Chemist. There's a lotion and there's a shampoo.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome, Elaine. And next we have Lori from Fords, New Jersey. Hi, Lori.
Hi. Interesting program.
Thank you.
I have a question regarding Candida. What is the best acidophilus? I'm taking the Vital 10. I'm taking lots of garlic, B complex, coenzyme Q10. And chlorophyll, and mostly good vitamins. Is there anything I can add to this, or is there a better acidophilus?
Well, Vital 10 is made by a company called, they used to be called Claire Labs.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I've tried different ones there, but I'm just wondering, is something better?
The thing that you need to work on is your immune system.
Yes.
Because, you know, Candida is quite ubiquitous. It's around. It only gets a foothold if our bodies allow it to get a foothold.
Right. Well, what
and your body is allowing it to get a foothold. And what you need to determine is why. You know, what is it about, what's going on that you don't seem to be able to get rid of the Candida?
Well, it has improved, but is there anything else I can add for the immune system?
There's loads of good immune formulas. There's one we've advertised previously called AHCC. There's one called AHCC.
AHCC?
Right. There's one called Peak Immune 4.
Peak Immune.
We'll probably be doing a commercial for that probably in the next half hour or so.
Yes.
That's another excellent product. Very, very potent immune-enhancing supplement. Mm-hmm. Peak Immune 4.
What about oregano oil or anything like that?
Sure. Oregano oil is good for intestinal candida.
Right. But this Peak Immune 4?
Peak Immune 4. It's
that would be like the best?
It's probably one of the best immune products there are.
Oh, okay. Is that capsules? Or
yes.
It is capsules. And you have it in a store?
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. Can I ask you one other thing? I'm taking a hair vitamin. Just improve here. Biosil. Is that pretty good?
Biosil?
Yes.
One of the best.
One of the best.
Absolutely.
Okay. Even though I'm taking it in capsules.
Yeah, you can take it in capsules. I like it in liquid, but if you take it in capsules, that's fine.
Right.
Sure.
Okay, but so in other words, I'm taking the acidophilus, but the most thing is to get this.
Yes, you need to address what's going on. You may have something called leaky gut syndrome. You know, you need to work with a doctor who's been through this and knows all the different places to look at.
Right. Okay. There was one question. I was on the phone. I hate to even throw this in, but with this Flex Now.
Flex Now, sure.
Right. I keep this just in case I would need it, but I was taking the MSM, and I try to stay away from shellfish. So if I would take the Flex Now, if I had a problem, how much of the MSM would I be taking?
They're separate issues. You know, you don't have to take any MSM.
Oh, you don't? Oh,
no.
You just take the Flex Now?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful. Okay, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling, Lori. And now, let's see. We have another Lori calling, this time from Parsippany, New Jersey.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have a related problem. I am fighting Candida also. And as a result, I have some subsequent problems with my ears. I have had dermatitis in my ears for several months, and it looked like it moved into a fungal infection. And I think, at first I thought it might have been from a hotel pillow, because that's after that period of time is when it bothered me. But when you're speaking with the previous caller, I'm thinking maybe it was related to the Candida that I'm trying to get rid of. But at any rate, I've been treating it first with bacitracin that the doctor gave me, and it didn't work. So I started using tea tree oil, got a significant improvement with that, in both ears. However, I used this tea tree oil at full strength, and it left some severe dryness in the ears. So I'm using jojoba now to moisten the ears and rehydrate them and get the skin back to normal. And I'm not sure if that's the correct thing to be using on it. And I wondered how long it would be before I saw results if I continued using that, or should you recommend? Could you recommend something better?
I could recommend you speak to the dermatologist for sure, because you know ears. You know, it's hard to see inside, to know what's going on, and I would definitely speak to the dermatologist and stay with him on that.
Yeah, I will be. It's all on the outside of the ear. Nothing's going on inside, so that's good.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, moisten sounds, what you're doing sounds good, but I would check with the doctor.
Okay, one more quick question. I'm also, I have a low thyroid. I'm on a more thyroid.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm experiencing some ear drainage. Just like not a heavy wax drain, but just a small, and it's a small amount of drainage that I notice more at night than at any other time. And I'm not sure what
I don't know that that has anything to do with the thyroid.
Oh, okay. I would think
it's a funny coincidence that you're having a more than one type of problem with your ear at the same time here.
Well, this ear drainage has been going on for years now. The same amount of time that I've been on the Amore.
Yeah. I would check with an ENT guy.
Yeah, I don't think this, this sounds like this is more of a doctor type thing. I don't know that we can be of too much help over the radio on something like that.
Okay, I just wondered maybe I should clean out my ears or something, but you think just an ENT.
They have things to do that, but it doesn't seem like that's the issue. I think, you may have a little bit of fun.
We just really can't, it's not something we can help you with, I think, over the radio. I wish we could, but it's just not.
All right, I appreciate it. No, it's the best thing to know who to go to, ENT would be it. All right, thanks so much, Ben. I really love your show.
Okay, thanks so much, Lori. Always nice to get nice words from our listeners and callers. Okay, it's time for a quick break, including a traffic update. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Home Health and American Health, whose products, including Celadrin Joint Cream, are now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 30% off list price. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Don Goldberg. Our special guest, Len Smith, will be back after these messages.
Are you looking for a natural way to lower your cholesterol levels? Look no further than the family of citronol supplements from Nature's Way. Citronol is a special blend of polymethoxylated flavones and tocotrienols that work to reduce the amount of cholesterol produced within the body by your liver. Citronol has been shown in several clinical trials to lower total cholesterol by over 20%, LDL cholesterol by 22%, and triglycerides by 28%. Nature's Way offers several different citronol products. You can get it straight up, 150 milligrams per soft gel. They also offer it in combination with either fish oil, CoQ10, or phytosterols. Choose the formula that is best for you. The pharmacist at Wilner Chemist will be happy to assist you in your choice. Citronol from Nature's Way, the natural, healthy way to lower cholesterol and improve your heart. Citronol is spelled Citrinol. Wilner Chemist carries the entire line of Nature's Way supplements, discount priced, of course.
And be advised that all Nature's Way supplements are now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 30 to 35% off list price. And now, Bill Powers in the traffic.
Problems continue on the Belt Parkway, westbound side before Erskine Street. Accident gone, but the delays still go back to Springfield Boulevard. And then it looks like we have some emergency vehicles just a little bit further west taking care of an accident on the eastbound side, taking out the left lane. Your eastbound delays go back to at least Ocean Parkway. Eastbound side of the LIE, Maurice Avenue crash, taking out a lane. Westbound side delays from the Van Wyck into the Grand Central Parkway, and the Cross Bronx Expressway is a nightmare eastbound side coming off the GWB right onto the New England Thruway by the Hutch. It's all volume eastbound side. Check that westbound side delays, Westchester Avenue right through to 3rd Avenue. Hudson River Crossings, Lincoln Tunnel, no problems. Holland Tunnel, 30 minutes in. Outbound side, a 20-minute delay. GWB inbound upper deck, a 40-minute delay from 8095, 15 from 46 and 4, 5 from the Palisades. This report is sponsored by the all-new Mazda of Lodi. Come test drive the hottest SUV of the season, the new CX-9 at the all-new Mazda of Lodi. Call 888-OWN-MAZDA or log on to MazdaofLodi.com. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Now, estimates vary, but approximately 25% of the American population is thought to have what is called metabolic syndrome.
Metabolic syndrome is a collection of problems all related to insulin resistance. The inability of insulin to do its job properly can lead to obesity, cardiovascular disease, including high blood pressure and high cholesterol, and to type 2 diabetes. Sound familiar? Are we talking about you or someone in your family? There are two products from Metagenics that have been shown to be very helpful to people with metabolic syndrome. One is the UltraMeal Plus, which is a powdered low-glycemic index meal replacement rich in fiber, isoflavone-rich protein, biologically active folates, and extra phytosterols for powerful cholesterol regulation. The other Metagenics product is Insinase, a unique blend of selective kinase response modulators from hops and acacia that has been shown in clinical studies to modulate the insulin response. So, for nutritional support of conditions associated with metabolic syndrome, think UltraMeal Plus and Insinase from Metagenics, available at both Wilner Chemist locations in Manhattan.
Do you have high blood pressure? If you do, you'll want to pay special attention to this. There's a product from Twin Lab called Blood Pressure Control. It contains a unique, all-natural, clinically proven ingredient, C12 peptide. C12 peptide is a natural milk protein that helps manage angiotensin-converting enzyme, or ACE, limiting the release of angiotensin II, which is responsible for increasing blood pressure. Twin Lab's blood pressure control is natural, safe, and clinically proven to work, a viable alternative to ACE-inhibiting drugs. Results can be seen in as little as 2 to 4 weeks, although in some cases it may take up to 2 months. A natural treatment for hypertension is now available, and it's from Twin Lab. Blood pressure control. Get it now at Wilner Chemists. Only Twin Lab makes you feel this good.
On sale at 25% off at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg, our special guest, Len Smith. And I forgot to mention that the entire line of Twin Lab products are now on sale at 25% off list price at Wilner Chemists. Okay, and what else do I need to do? Before we get to the phones, it's time for a minute with Dr. Michael Murray, brought to you by Natural Factors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Murray with a minute of important health news that you can use. One of my all-time favorite natural products is a special extract of licorice root known as DGL. DGL is short for deglycyrrhizinated licorice, but for good reason I tell my patients that it stands for darn good licorice. DGL is made by removing the compound in licorice that can raise blood pressure in some people. Double-blind clinical studies have shown DGL is quite helpful in healing stomach and intestinal ulcers. In fact, in head-to-head comparative studies, DGL actually outperforms popular anti-ulcer drugs. But rather than inhibit the release of stomach acid like these drugs, DGL stimulates the normal defense mechanisms that prevent ulcer formation, and DGL promotes healing. Clinical studies have not only shown DGL to be extremely effective, but also that DGL is completely without side effect. Clearly, DGL is a better choice for digestive health.
That Dr. Murray Minute was brought to you by Natural Factors, the makers of Welbutex, the family of supplements designed specifically for those with diabetes. And now, a quick update on what's on sale at Wilner Chemists. We have discounts up to 50% off list. Here are just a few examples. Doctor's Best, the full line, 50% off list. America's Finest, the full line, 40% off list. Source Naturals, 35% off the full line. And American Health, Rainbow Light, Nature's Way, Da Vinci Labs, Country Life, Natrol, Quality of Life, Nature's Answer, Kyolic, all full lines, and many others at 30% off list price. Check our website for a full listing. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you should be. You'll automatically get our reference catalog and sales flyers. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner.com. And that's Wilner with two L's. The website also gives a full list of all these sale items, extensive reference material, previous radio shows, and you can place orders there as well.
And, of course, you have one more option, and that's to come in person to one of our two stores in Manhattan. We have a Midtown store located at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, right near Grand Central Terminal, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And we have a downtown store. It's located at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals.
That's what we are. And getting to the phones, next is David calling from Manhattan.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, one second. I had a couple of basic questions. First of all, are there any conditions when it should not be used? And do you know how it works? And has it been tried for other conditions like rheumatoid arthritis, Parkinson's, MS? And also for pain. Can it be used for any type of pain?
Well, a whole bunch of questions here, Davis. All right, good. All right, Len, where do you want to start?
Wow.
Okay, is there any time it shouldn't be used?
The one time that the physicians I talked to in Denmark who've done most of the work feel that probably somebody who has had a transplant that is on what's called an immunosuppressant drug, they feel that by reducing the inflammation, we're enhancing the immune system, which is good for the rest of us. But for those people on immunosuppressant drug because of a transplant, you want the immune system depressed. So that's the one area where we don't think it should be used.
Okay.
And then could it be used for any type of pain? David, we have to study all this. We have several studies underway right now. We have one for psoriasis, one for cold sores, one for eczema. The last two would be in a topical form. And I am not allowed to really comment on those until the studies are completed, although we're excited about them. But as far as for rheumatoid arthritis, the answer is we want to wait on that because, again, we're dealing with a disease that has immune suppression. We're afraid that if we suppress the or enhance the immune system, we might make the rheumatoid arthritis worse. So
Why would you think Flexnowid would enhance the immune system?
Because of the dramatic reduction of inflammation will help with the immune system. This is talking to the physicians in Denmark, and that's the one area that they suggested not going.
Okay. All right, David.
And
what
other conditions like Parkinson's or MS, also a question of immunity.
Not aware that it would work there. Again, our research that has completed is for joint health, and that's where we see the very good results.
Joint health, even things like tendonitis, you know, any of those musculoskeletal problems, that would be the place where it has its greatest use at this time. Or at least its greatest documented use.
Right. And muscle soreness, we have a very good study on that also, post-exercise. And I know personally that works very well for me.
Now, have they measured, when they do the studies, have they measured, have they studied, you know, measurements of immunity, blood levels of different factors that are known to relate to immunity when they, on the patients that they've studied?
Yes, they've looked at what's called TNF-alpha or tumor necrosis factor alpha and the various interleukins, interleukin 6, for example, that are all markers for inflammation.
And immunity also, the immune markers?
Off the top of my head, I can't. I just don't remember.
I see. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, David. Thanks for calling. And next is Lynn calling from New Rochelle, New York. Hi, Lynn.
Oh, yes. Yes, gentlemen. I have a problem. I don't know. I'm taking Plavix. I'm telling you what I'm taking. I have a problem with my blood pressure. It goes and it comes. I take Plavix, 75 milligram. Etinol, which is for the pressure, 50 milligram. And I also take Lipitor, 40 milligram, and Triam, 37.5. And I want to regulate my blood pressure because I don't want to take more milligrams of the etinol, because my doctor is saying next time when I go to the cardiologist, if it's about the same, she's going to increase it. And I don't want to. I'm taking too much drugs already.
Yeah, you are taking a bunch of drugs.
And I take on my own COQ10 and one a day is VM75.
Right.
And the coins and Q10 that I took the last time, I don't think it was about 30 milligrams, but it's finished and I didn't get another. So I really don't want to increase in the dosage and etanol. I need.
Okay.
Right, so you want us to give you some supplements that can be helpful in reducing elevated blood pressure. Is that okay?
Yeah, I can. One more quick thing. Just this morning, 10:45, my pressure was 149.86.
Okay.
And at 10, at our own...
Well, Lynn, all we can do is tell you which supplements might be helpful in reducing blood pressure. Exactly what your numbers might be isn't going to change what my answer is going to be, okay? So why don't we give you some suggestions, and then you can decide which ones you feel might be helpful to you, okay? You already mentioned one, of course, the CoQ10, which is good. You might want to try a higher dose of the CoQ10. 30 milligrams at this day and age is no longer considered a high dose. It's considered a relatively low dose. So one thing I would suggest is that you think about taking a little bit more CoQ10 than you currently are. You might want to consider the product that we just ran the advertisement on, the one from, it was Twin Lab, wasn't
right.
it, Arnie?
Yeah, pressure control.
Yeah, blood pressure control. It's a natural ACE inhibitor type product that, again, from an ideal standpoint, you would discuss it with your doctor. You may already be taking some drugs that have the same action, so you wouldn't want to be doing too much of the same thing, but that's another natural product that you could be thinking about. I'll mention one more, Arnie, and then pass it on to you. You could be, if you're not taking a good fish oil or omega-3 EPA type product, you should be taking a good omega-3 fish oil supplement as part of your daily nutritional regimen. Okay, this will help to control blood pressure. So I gave you three. You want to do a few, Arnie? And
well, she's taking Plavix. One of the things she's taking is Plavix, which is one of those blood thinners. So I don't know how. I would be a little careful in her particular case with the fish oil, even though it would be quite advisable for blood pressure. I don't know how it would interact with the Plavix. And you're taking a beta blocker, which would lead me to believe that we wouldn't, in your particular case, recommend Hawthorn. Other than that, the things that Don mentioned were absolutely right on.
Yeah, make sure you're getting calcium in decent amounts.
Magnesium.
Magnesium. Garlic, again, may also have a very slight blood thinning action, but garlic can be very helpful for blood pressure. There's, some of the combination formulas will include things like arginine and taurine.
Yeah.
That can be helpful.
But
when you start looking for alternatives to the medications, you have to realize that to really get the action that you're looking for, you have to approach it in a holistic manner and accept the fact that you need to use a combination of these nutrients, along with, of course, weight loss, if that's something necessary. You stop smoking, you get exercise, you reduce stress. All of these things play a role in blood pressure control.
Good point. Okay, Lynn, thanks so much for that call. Okay, It's time for a short break. This portion of the Wilner Window, by the way, is being brought to you by Daiwa Health, the makers of PEAK-Immune 4, for proven powerful immune system support. This is Arne Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
Our special guest, Len Smith. And by the way, our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. We'll be back after these messages.
If you are looking for a supplement for powerful immune system support, look no further than PEAK-Immune 4. PEAK-Immune 4 contains a rice bran arabinoxylin compound made by treating a polysaccharide from rice bran with an enzyme from shiitake mushroom. What the heck does that mean? It means that PEAK-Immune 4 triples natural killer cell activity, increases levels of B and T cells, and supports the body's natural production of cytokines. What the heck does that mean? It means powerful immune system support. When you really need immune system support, this is the stuff you want to be using. PEAK-Immune 4, used around the world with over 400 patients in clinical trials. The immune support you need when you really need immune support. PEAK-Immune 4 from Daiwa Health Development, now available at Wilner Chemists.
In 1947, while the world was discovering junk food, some of us took a different path. We decided being well was more than just not being sick, that what went into our bodies helped determine the wellness of our bodies. And to make that wellness our way of life, we created Solgar Vitamins. Made in small batches for greater freshness, bottled in amber glass for greater protection, tested and retested to ensure their potency and purity. No wonder Solgar is the number one brand of nutritional supplements in leading natural health food stores and considered the gold standard by any standard. So if you're ready to make wellness even more a part of your life, look for the distinctive gold Solgar line in your nearest health food store and ask their nutritional experts about Solgar. They'll tell you wellness has been Solgar's way of life since 1947.
Hi, this is Don Goldberg. We've been selling Flex Now joint formula for just over 6 months now. People ask me, Don, does this stuff really work? Well, here's one way I can answer that question. A few weeks ago, something happened that I've never seen before. The people from Flex Now came by the store and they gave me a printed list of the people who have taken advantage of Flex Now's complete relief or complete refund guarantee. I was amazed. No company has ever volunteered that type of information before. There were 25 names on the list. I didn't ask for it, they just felt it was the right thing to do to give it to me. Well, we have sold about 1,000 packages of Flex Now during that time. So over 95% of the people who bought Flex Now during that period were satisfied with the results, or at least not sufficiently dissatisfied to return it. That's pretty impressive. If you have joint pain, maybe you should try Flex Now. It's unique in that it contains natural shea oil extract, rich in powerful inflammation fighters. Flex Now, available at Wilner Chemists. Complete relief or a complete refund. At 2.5%, I'd say the odds are in your favor.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arne, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. Arne Gitomer along with Don Goldberg, our special guest, Len Smith.
And by the way, don't ask me how I know, but for those of you who are New Jersey Devils hockey fans, be advised that the Devils have just moved on to the next level in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
All right, just like the Rangers. How about that?
There you go. Congratulations to the Devils and the Rangers.
Okay. All righty. And let's see. Why don't we say hello to Charles calling from Union, New Jersey?
Will Flex Now be helpful to someone who has sciatica?
Charles, the question of where this or what is causing the sciatica is the first thing you need to know, because we have had several people who have had excellent results when they've had back problems that have caused the sciatica. In fact, we have a top neurosurgeon that wants to start doing a study probably in August on this subject because of results seen. But the key thing is try it for 30 days. As I told my old boss in Charlotte, North Carolina, who couldn't walk 50 feet, I said, look, there are no side effects. Give it a try. 3 weeks later, they canceled the surgery, and that was 2 years ago. And Bob will be 79 in July, and his biggest complaint today is he can't get his 9 handicap back.
There you go.
You see, the answer to a lot of these questions, sciatica, if it's arthritis, if it's the osteoform, which is called like the wear and tear type, you know, arthritis, if there is a structural or a physical thing happening that is creating the inflammation, reducing the inflammation, utilizing something like FlexNow is obviously going to help with the symptom. But if the underlying cause, if there's bone rubbing on bone, you know, FlexNow is not going to cure that underlying problem, folks. It's going to help reduce the inflammation. But if there is something that's going to continue to cause the inflammation, well, that's another problem. So, yeah. The same thing with sciatica. If you have a nerve that's being pinched in between two bones or a disc and the vertebrae or something, that's going to result in pain and inflammation. You can reduce the inflammation, but if there continues to be the physical trauma taking place, it's going to be an ongoing problem.
Yeah, it's like somebody who's stepping on your toe. Now, you can say ouch and take an aspirin, but it's just, you know, you really got somebody tells
if you
ever
get
them
off your toe, that's going to continue. Yeah,
that's right. And the other thing is, when you have an anti-inflammatory, an anti-inflammatory substance, it's usually a general anti-inflammatory, so that yes, it will help the joints, but it may also help the muscle. It may also help your back. It'll also help, if you may have a swollen sinus or something. So the anti-inflammatories usually will work almost everywhere.
And, you know, I remember, folks, inflammation up to a point is a normal, natural, good thing that the body does to help in the healing process. It's when the inflammation goes beyond that point, which unfortunately very often happens, that something that's inherently good then becomes a bad thing. So that's the other component here.
Okay.
I'm very interested, by the way, Len. I'm very interested in some of the research that you say is going on with FlexNow for some additional indications. You mentioned eczema, so you have certain topical things being looked at. I can see that would be a very logical extension, and I'm looking forward to when you have some more information on that, because I think that would be very logical. A type application. Also, cardiovascular disease. I mean, inflammation, we know, is one of the underlying problems with heart disease. What's that marker? The lipoprotein.
CRP.
C-reactive protein.
I mean, anything that involves inflammation. Which would include cardiovascular disease, I would think, might be helped by this product. So it'll be interesting to hear how the research goes.
Yeah. All right. And let's talk to Brian, calling from Brooklyn. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you? 2004, I was diagnosed with cancer, nasopharyngeal. I had treatment and radiation and chemotherapy. Still to this day, I suffer from really bad neck pain. A lot of it is more muscle than joint.
Mm-hmm.
I have limited use of my arms. My neck is very stiff and hard. I had physical therapy for a year, and not one little bit helps. And I don't take anything natural right now. I'm on a lot of medication now, a lot for pain and inflammatory medicine and all that. But, you know, I'm thinking go another route because I need, you know, this treatment that I'm going through now and physical therapy, nothing seems to help, and the medicine is not helping as well.
Let's hear what Len has to say.
Well, sitting in the room next to us is a young lady who is missing all the cartilage between C5 and C6, and most of the other cartilage is disappearing in her neck. She's in her third year, and she doesn't even know she has a problem in her neck anymore. That happens to be my wife. but she has had phenomenal results. And how she was diagnosed, even, her right hand was numb in the back of it. And when she went to the physician, they found out it was due to the osteoarthritis in her neck. And all the symptoms are gone. And we've had other people report very similar results with neck problems.
Okay, Brian, here's what you do. Get yourself a bottle of Flex now. Try it 3 a day for a month. If it doesn't help you, just get in touch with Len. He has his address in the box there. Do what it says and send him, you know, he'll send you a refund.
And if it does work, let us know.
That's right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.
Okay. Thanks, Brian. All righty. Now, Herb is cool.
Wait. I'm kind of curious. Len, you know, this is an interesting thing. This gentleman that just called is taking, apparently, a lot of medication, taking a lot of pain medication and taking a lot of drug anti-inflammatories. Do you have you seen other people who are concurrently taking that kind of medication? Are they able to notice the effect of the Flex now, or is it going to be sort of lost in the barrage of other things that he's doing?
No, we don't believe it will be lost, and the other medications aren't really going to help with that condition. And if he does get the relief, he'll know it, and if he doesn't, he won't. But I would give him about a 50% chance of getting relief.
Okay, so he can continue taking all of those medications as he has been, try the Flex now, and there is, you feel, a good chance that he will actually indeed see further improvement.
Yes.
Excellent. Very good.
All righty. And next, let's talk to Herb from Pine Brook, New Jersey.
Hello.
Hi, Herb.
I very much appreciate the information every week on the program. The question is there any information on Flex now used for animals, such as dogs?
Herb, this is a study we have to do. Somebody in our office, the dog was so bad with osteoarthritis, they were going to put her to sleep, and today, 3 months later, the dog is doing fine, and the vet can't find any problems. So we obviously want to study this, and it is a future study.
Okay, so there's no known difficulties, and therefore I'd like to try it, and I guess I'll discuss that with the doctors that represent Wilders. Is that how I get?
Yeah, give us a call.
I guess the only question is what the dosage should be.
The dosage, it depends on the size of the dog. If it's a big dog, I would go with the 3-a-day dosage. And
anything over 40, I would go 3. Under 40 pounds, I go 2.
Okay. Under 40 pounds.
That answers that question. Okay.
Yeah. Animals do well with these things, Don. You know, animals take more of a dose than you would think they would. That's the only way I could put it. Okay. Well, we're coming to the end of another episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We've enjoyed spending this afternoon with you. Hope you've enjoyed it, found it informative. This segment of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Peak Immune 4. When you really need powerful immune system support, it's Peak Immune 4. I'd like to thank Len Smith for joining us this afternoon. Thank you, Len.
Thank you, Arnie, and thank you, Don.
Okay. Stay tuned for The Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini. Thanks to Noah and Ira in the control room. We'll be back again next Sunday, 2 o'clock. Have a good week, everyone.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer.